Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hank Pickering, and Hank is involved in a lot of things, but we like to talk with Hank about the Northeast Texas Trail because he is a great supporter of the trail. So, Hank, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Of course, Hank is based in Wolf City, so some of this we'll focus on what's going on there. Also, I see that opening day of the trails, and this is a national event, is coming up on April 23rd, so we want to talk about that. But Hank, something we talked about a while back was the idea that the Northeast Texas Trail might become actually a state park. And this is a remarkable thing to think about. It's 130 miles long, I think, something like that. But you've made some advances. You've made some progress in that particular area.
Yes, Texas Parks and Wildlife is going to be starting up the feasibility study. It'll probably either be late this year, early next year, to determine whether or not we do qualify as becoming a linear state park, similar to that as the Katy Trail in Missouri. So this is some exciting news, and it gets us one step closer to having that full 130 miles developed into a state park that, you know, all of us can use at any time.
Is there any other state park like that in Texas?
Not quite like that in Texas. The only one I'm aware of is the one on the Katy Trail, Missouri, and there's one up in New York.
What would that mean for the Northeast Texas Trail if it was adopted as a state park?
It would give us the ability to maintain it a little bit better because we'd have the resources of the state. And also, it just helped get the word out about what we have here in our own backyard. You know, so other people from the state would venture out here and, you know, stay at our bed and breakfast and eat in our restaurants and also enjoy the trail. So it benefits both those of us who live locally, not only as a recreational opportunity, but also an economic opportunity.
But it's a feasibility study, then, that they're getting ready to start.
That's correct.
All right. So I saw on your Facebook page the Roxton Trail is about to complete, and then you sent me a note saying that you're also having some trail development progress in Wolf City. So tell me about those.
Yeah, you know, we spoke before with COVID, it kind of slowed down the state's abilities with the comptroller to start kind of awarding some of these contracts. So the grant that was awarded in Wolf City to pave it with inside the city limits and these sections to do stage one and stage two in areas of Celeste are finally coming through, and we're going to start seeing some big changes over the course of this next year in these areas.
Mm-hmm. So then, as you said on, or someone there, whoever's operating the Facebook page, the Roxton Trail connecting to Paris is now complete. And then there's a major event coming up that will have to do with that on, I think that's April 30th, Saturday, April 30th, the Northeast Texas Trail Grand Fondo 50 bicycling event.
Oh, this is going to be really neat. And it's a celebration of all the hard work that's been happening over the years to get this. Now we have 50 miles of completed trail from Roxton all the way to Clarksville and all the towns in between. So this is going to be a 50-mile cycling event, and if you want to get out and walk it to celebrate it, you can too. But it's going to be going from Roxton to Clarksville, hitting all the trail towns along the way. There's going to be door prizes, raffles, support from the local towns. It's going to be a real neat deal, and it's a huge celebration for us.
We're talking with Hank Pickering in Wolf City, and Hank is a big supporter of the Northeast Texas Trail. Are you on the trail board or anything like that, Hank? Have any official position?
Yes, sir. I am a board member. I've been on it for about 3 years now, and it's been exciting to kind of see the wheels turn as we make this stuff happen.
You bet. So another thing that has come up of late is there's a shuttle service now operating on the trail.
Oh, and it is, and this is exciting news. Sugar Hill Adventures, based out of Farmersville, has set up a shuttle service that will run from Farmersville and New Boston back. For years, this has been a major hiccup on some of the people that wanted to go out and tackle the trail, either, you know, in half length or full length, is just the logistics of once they get from point A to point B, you know, they're pretty much done riding at that point, and they're looking to get back. So the folks at Sugar Hill have set this up. You can check them out on their Facebook page, and if you're interested in going from Farmersville, New Boston, or New Boston and Farmersville, and you're looking to get a ride, those folks can tote you back and forth. They're good people, and they're huge supporters of the trail.
Mm. It's with Sugar Hill Adventures, if you want to look into that. So we're just almost out of time, but coming up on April 23rd, again, that's Saturday, April 23rd, opening day of the trail, and this is not just for the Northeast Texas Trail. This is for trails, hiking trails and biking trails all over the country.
Yes, sir, and this is perfect time of year to get out. Everybody's been suffering from cabin fever with all that cold, nasty weather. The trees are blooming. It's beautiful out there. Get out on the trail and enjoy it.
So any particular events planned for the Northeast Texas Trail on that day, either in Wolf City or otherwise?
There's going to be several of them throughout the trail towns. Wolf City is going to be having their 5K run, a 1K walk, and a 1K kids color run. That color run was a blast last year. You should have seen them kids having fun.
Color run?
Yes, sir. It's where the kids do a 1K run, and different volunteers are scattered out around various sections of the run, various sections of the course, and splatter them with colored powder. And they're encouraged to wear a white t-shirt, and by the time they get to the finish line, it looks like they're wearing a tie-dye t-shirt.
Oh, wow. That is great. All right. Hey, listen, so that's April 23rd, Saturday, April 23rd. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John Mark.
Hank Pickering representing the Northeast Texas Trail, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.